see? And he'll say, what do you see? And you will tell him what you see. He'll your spiritual eyes will see something. You'll tell him what you see, what he sees. And this is what happened to me. And he would say, so what do you know? And I would say what I knew. And I was surprised at the information that would roll out of my spirit about that thing that I saw. And you know what I discovered? It wasn't so much about being right as it was in fine-tuning my eyes. Okay? And I began to gain credibility with that because I started getting bold and testing it. You know? You know, have you been struggling with discouragement? Is it because of a job thing? You know, I started getting bold about, you know, testing what I see and what I know and everything. And that's how the Holy Spirit taught me and brought me into a place of confidence. Isn't that nice that he'd do that for you? He's the best teacher in the world. Okay, you don't have to go out on your own and do crazy things. You just work with the Holy Spirit and learn because he will teach you. Now, many times seers will stumble across truth, okay? As Chris stated before, he says, yeah, you get a word, and then you work it out in the Bible later, okay? Well, seers will see something, revelatory, will see something that's just incredible, and to them, you get it. You understand it, okay? But you haven't found it in the Word yet, and nobody knows that doctrine yet, all right? And so you're in a pickle, because like my husband insisted, and was the best thing, find it in the Word. And you will find that everything that you encounter that's really from God, you will somewhere, somehow, it will be tucked away in the Word, and you will bring it out. And you'll say, see, it's here. It's real. Okay? And I encourage you to do that because as seers, we want to be credible. We want validity to this gift. And we have not been using the sword with the gift very well. And that's why we don't have credibility. Okay, so you stumble across truth. You rock the theological boat because of what you saw. You know, and it happened in the Bible. Remember when Peter, he fell into a trance and the sheet came down and all the unclean animals were on the sheet and God kept saying, eat the animals. Come on, Peter, eat it. I can't eat it. It's unclean, God. You know, eat the animals 3 times. Eat the animals. And Peter's like, not so. Okay? And it was taken up. And guess what? An angel had already visited Cornelius. Go find Peter. Hear the word of the Lord. Okay? There was a tangible result to the theologically rocking revelation that Peter had. Something happened in the natural to confirm that what Peter saw in a vision truly happened. It works that way. Okay? It works that way. Circumcision. Okay? The shift in theology, you know, came about. Okay? And they had to work out that revelation. You know, you don't have to be circumcised.